cannot go into a dream while you are asleep. That is so critical for brain function that you will go. The brain will force you into a dream while you're awake. Rusty Yates will tell you in a heartbeat that what his wife Andrea did when she drowned all five of their children was acted out her very worst nightmare. She was an incredible mother. She gave up her nursing career to spend all of her time with her children. In fact, Andrea was the third nurse in a row in a 3-month period here in America to go to court for killing her children while on these drugs. While Andrea's case was in court, there was a woman doctor that stabbed her too on the same drug that Andrea was taking, Effexor. Now, Effexor has homicidal ideation listed now as a side effect, and yet the company admitted that they had this information before they ever put the drug on the market. So they knew before Andrea Yates ever took the first pill.
And you just feel so safe, like a little baby in its crib, with a television loving you, and a little television mommy every night telling you that it's okay, don't be afraid of the evil that's right outside, or the evil that takes place in other countries because of the bullshit that you buy and believe, because you're a stupid fucking zombie, brainwashed by corporations and school systems, and you don't even care about anything like that. You don't care about anything. All you care about is the shit you record, and we need to get it all through fast forward to the commercials. You don't care about anything. And I know you believe in love and peace. That's why you sit there watching your stupid television programs where families are being exploded against the walls. And you don't even care about that. You believe in brainwashed propaganda. And that tells you nothing about anything. And if it doesn't brainwash propaganda to tell you something, then it isn't real at all.
Or even adjusting the level of the dose that you're taking while you're on it can cause suicide, hostility, or psychosis, generally a manic psychosis, which is why here in America, every third person you meet now is bipolar.
Scientist at the Nuremberg trials, and later replicated many of their methods and sought to control the human mind. Dr. Cameron's mind control experiments were one program out of many programs run by the CIA, Navy, Air Force, Army, and others. Although many parallel programs were occurring in the United States, none of them were ever discovered or prosecuted. These programs were run by Dr. Morse Allen, Dr. L. Wilson Green, Dr. Martin T. Warren, Dr. Stephen Aldridge, Dr. James Hamilton, and others.
And I love these things so much. I go through these so quickly, so I'm so excited. This nail polish that I'm wearing right now, this is from Revlon, and it's called Buttercup, and I think it's such a pretty color for the spring, because I love Dunkin' Donuts. So I thought that was really, really cute, and I'm really excited to use it. Of course, my candy obsession, I already ate these. And Kyle won Hebe's last night. I was like, no, I have to film a haul video. I can't even do it. So, yeah. We got two more cute little hand sanitizers for Bath & Body Works, and then a little body spray. And then, okay, here's like my favorite thing ever, like ever, ever. Look, it's a little shot glass with a duck, because you guys know my obsession with ducks, right? It's a little shot glass, and it says bottoms up. So, like, when you take a shot, the bottom goes up. Get it? I was so excited about that, and Kyle was just like, Cam, you are one odd duck. And I was just, I wanted just like a nice girly dress, and there is a picture of me on Instagram wearing it. So if you want to see what it looks like, go on my Instagram. So I guess moving on with the dresses,
there's Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, and then we have Celexa, Lexapro, Effexor, Remeron, Cerazone, Cymbalta. And Cymbalta is the one where they gave it to healthy volunteers and one of them hung themselves in their laboratory.
And then all of a sudden, here comes somebody that says, okay, now try these on, try this Prozac on. And I tried it on, and for the first time in my life, I went, oh, is this the way reality really is?
This pill could solve all of your problems. It's called Prozac, and it may mean the end of depression as we know it.
I've been taking Prozac for 2 years.
And what difference has that made?
Brilliant.
Oh, she's smiling, eyes lighter.
And I feel as if I'm back to normal.
You feel normal?
Yeah.
And you feel a better person?
Yeah.
Through treatment, I learned to function with my disorder, and now life is so much more enjoyable.
Life is so much better now that I've gotten treatment. And I feel like I've got my OCD under control, and it feels really great.
Don't worry about it, just change the channel. The coroner will clean it up when it's done. Brand new series.
They deliberately excluded any understanding of the patient's life. Because of this, he said, it confused genuine psychological disorder with normal human feelings of sadness and anxiety. And that this was happening on a wide scale.
The antipsychotic drugs can suppress the highest centers of the brain, the frontal lobes, leading to indifference and apathy, which makes the children more docile. Well, I've invented lobotomy. Let's go in and operate on their brain, and let's go in here and do surgery on their brain. And all of a sudden, the person now is nice and childlike. People walked around and said, so much better now. There's a lobotomy procedure right there. And people said, well, they're childlike. You wouldn't see ever since they had. Now, they're not really there, though. See, they're not really there. They're apathetic. And that's what they're doing now. They found a way to do it without brain surgery. They found a way to do a chemical lobotomy. And that's what science...